This is Daily Path Podcast. I'm your host, podcast coach, and transformational speaker, Joe Winters Jr.
Now, I've been in this business a long time. God gave me the gift of a strong mind. And when I step foot on a path, the good and the bad, they just come by. Never done trying. I do it, till each time I do it, it's done right. Ooh. And God left his signature on me, so how could I ever be unsigned? See, everyone has got a gift, not anonymous, but God-given.
What's up, everybody? I'm Joe Winters Jr., the founder of Daily Path Academy and your host of Daily Path Podcast. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for joining me this morning. Quick reminder, if you are a speaker, coach, or business owner who wants to build a top-rated podcast that changes lives around the world, then I'd really love to show you how. You can visit my website, www.joewintersjr.com. Again, that's my name, www.joewintersjr.com. Book a free discovery call with me today, and I'll show you how to do that. Now, today's podcast episode, I am joined by Matt Findora, who is a life coach and motivational speaker. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. I'm glad to hear that you're doing outstanding as well. I love when I'm joined by guests who are doing outstanding. That lets me know we're going to have an outstanding recording today, right? So if you don't mind, can you start by sharing with us how you got into life coaching and motivational speaking?
So I started, I don't even know exactly what the exact moment was, but I remember the month and the year. It was October of 2016. And I just started thinking, you know what, I really, really wish I would go back to writing, because writing, as a kid, I used to write. I instead of going out to play with the kids at recess, I would just start writing my own like fictional stories and things like that, working on just writing in general. And I guess I had forgotten how much I enjoyed writing. So then I decided to make my own blog, did a little bit of research. Hey, how do you do a blog? And just kind of just went with the free version. I was like, okay, like I don't really know what I'm doing yet. So I'm gonna just start writing things, see how it works out. Hey, I like doing this, doing that. And it kind of stemmed from me just making motivational quotes all the time on Facebook. And people were like, wow, hey, I really like what you posted. Like that actually inspired me. And I was like, oh, okay. Kind of maybe I could do more with this. And it just made me want to do more and more. A couple years later, I was like, my wife was watching a show called Jane the Virgin. And I started watching it with her, and it kind of inspired me even more to be like, I'm not writing enough. And so that's when I started actually hey, I'm going to start getting some consistency here and start writing, hey, messages. I changed my brand name, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to start writing more and more and more and more. And I just started enjoying it that much more. And I was like, okay, what else can I do? Like, I want to be able to help more people and be more impactful. Did a little bit of research, continued with my education, got a bachelor's degree in business while I'm in the military, which is kind of a difficult thing to do sometimes. Then I went and I was like, okay, well, let's take it a step further, and became a life coach. Did a lot of studying on that as well.
That's nice. Firstly, I want to say thank you for your service. And secondly, I want to say congratulations on continuing your education and everything that you're doing with your business, from blogging to life coaching and speaking. I want to ask you, what was it like serving in the military?
Well, I'm still serving. I'm almost done with that. For me, it was different because it gave me so many more opportunities, which is why I joined to begin with. I didn't have a lot of opportunities as a kid. And so when it came to being 18 years old, I was like, okay, like let's do something different with my life. And gave me opportunities to travel. I mean, this is the second time I've been to Japan. I'm in Japan right now. And I never would have imagined doing that if I wasn't in the military. So very much opportunistic. And I try to tell everyone that I meet, hey, that's what is great about the military. It gives you opportunities, but you have to be willing to go search for those opportunities.
Very interesting. And you entered the military in 2011, right?
Correct. I was 18.
18. And here we are in 2021. Whenever you entered the military 10 years ago, did you have it in your mind that you were going for 10 years? Like, how long did you see yourself being in the military when you entered?
whenever you want to do something, you want to go into it like full on, right? So I thought I was going to be in for 20 years. So I was like, okay, like this is, it's not just being in the military. It's not necessarily a job, it's a career. And you want to treat it as such. You don't want to treat it as, hey, I'm just doing this for this short period of time. So I'm just going to do, you know, average or do a little bit here and there. I'm going to give it everything that I have every single day, and wherever life takes me, that's what I'm going to do.
Mm. But did you always have this, go get it spirit?
I kind of developed it on my own.
Yeah.
I don't think I really had that as a kid. Certain things happened in my childhood that kind of, I felt, held me back. And I think that's what kind of makes me different from the rest of my family, which is kind of why I became this, you know, getting into motivation and the blogging and the life coaching. I wanted to change that opportunity, that what I had to deal with, and change that for the future, so other people don't have similar experiences that I had.
Definitely. I completely understand that. I know one of your top five rules for success is to learn something new each and every day. Would you say you learned that in the military, or would you say you learned that when you became a coach, or when would you say you learned that?
Probably once I started learning about motivation and reading these quotes all the time, I was like, wow. It was actually Will Smith who said that. And I was like, oh, like it kind of like hit me. I was like, yeah, I feel that. Like, I always go back to my childhood in these instances of, I didn't know what I could and couldn't do as a kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what my potential was. And I felt that if I would have been, hey, maybe read some more books or listen to videos, podcasts, they weren't really as big of a thing as a kid. But if I would have done more things like that, then I could be such a better expert in my field now. Mm. So why wait until, you know, I'm so much older to do anything and just start now?
Mm. Definitely. Let me ask you, how have you went about getting your message to the world? I know you do blogging, but as a speaker, where do you primarily speak?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't really been able to speak in large groups. It's usually just work environment, being in the military. So I have my own, 30 some people that I take care of and try to talk to them and teach them as much as I can.
Right.
And that's kind of how I practice.
Yeah.
So that way when I do, especially once I leave Japan, I'll have more opportunities to actually go out and, hey, let's practice this craft that I've been developing.
Right. Definitely. Absolutely. So I would like, if you don't mind, for you to share your message with the world right now, right? Like, you know, from your background in the military and you being a coach and being a writer and just passionate about helping other people learn so that way they can change their life. What would you say is something that you want people to know they can do, or you want people to know so that way they can be who they wish to be?
I would say two important things in doing that are, one, having a routine, and two, setting goals for yourself.
Okay.
So, everyone, if you ever do research on all these famous people and what they do, it usually comes down to their morning routine.
Right.
Tony Robbins has a very interesting morning routine, very different from everybody else, but he knows that every day that works for him.
Right.
We have to realize is we have to develop our own.
Right.
And be consistent about it. So whether that's, hey, I'm going to go to the gym, but in order to go to the gym, I'm going to set my clothes out the day before.
Right.
And I'm going to have all my, if I'm going to take supplements, have that all ready to go. So I can just, hey, let's go and get out the door and go. Because I know if I wake up and I think about it, I might not want to do it.
Right.
I'm tired. Do I have to do it today? It kind of puts you in that mindset of, okay, let's go do this.
Right.
And that also goes for setting your goals. in your routine, you have, if you set yourself up with three specific goals, don't overload yourself. Don't have it to like a one page to-do list, because right. you're going to dread that. And you're gonna be like, okay, this is way too much. I just want to give up. Right. Focus on the top three priorities. When you first wake up, you look at it, you get them done. At the end of the day, you look at them again. Did you accomplish it? Yes. Check it off. And it gives right. you that power of, hey, I did something today.
Right. Right. You know, I definitely agree with that. I agree with everything you just said, but I really wanted to point out, looking at those three goals, not overloading yourself because you're going to dread the long list. You know, I think that's so important. I used to be someone that I would listen to people say, you know, from sunup to sundown, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. And there's people out here that they talk about their very long to-do list. And so for a long period of time, I kind of felt like, man, you know, I need to start getting a lot done in a day. And then I realized I'd rather be more effective at getting a few things done instead of being ineffective trying to get a lot of things done, you know? And so, you know, and not only that, but when you are in a position of a creator, someone that does speaking, coaching, as you know, right? Like we have to have room for creativity. And so there is that, that state of flow we have to enter into. And you can't do that looking at this long ass list that you dread. You know what I'm saying? like you have to be able to, like, you know, look at your schedule for the day and say, okay, yeah, let's go. I can do this. And it's that being that really influenced the doing, right? So I really want to speak to that. One of the things that I also realized from my life is that being that I was an athlete, my whole life, in organized sports, because I like to still view myself as an athlete. But my routine was like always developed for me, right? And so it's like I was never against having a routine, because shit, if you want to play football, you got to have a, I mean, you're going to be a part of a routine. But entering into my professional career, I kind of found developing the right routine for me as a professional hard to do. And let me not even say just as a professional, I want to say in my adult life, I just simply found it hard to do, right? Like, you know, in the morning, that first hour of the day, like, you know, how do I want to spend it? Do I want to go right to the gym? Do I want to pray? Do I want to meditate? I say that to say that it took me about I want to say about 8 months of being consistent with, like, okay, what's working for me in my routine and what's not, right? And when I'm looking at the what's not, it's because of the emotional state it puts me in, as opposed to it being hard. Like, I don't regard difficulty when I'm looking at my schedule. I'm looking at the emotional state it places me in, because I've learned my being really does influence my doing. I say that to ask, how would you advise someone to go about developing their schedule? Because I think many of us believe, oh, you know, I just one day sit down and just think about all the stuff I need to do and put together a schedule, and then that's it. And I don't think, at least in my experience, it's not that straightforward if you're talking about developing a routine that's optimal. So what would be your advice on someone really developing a routine that works for them?
So it would start with getting that right mindset moving forward. So you don't want to start off with that negative mindset, long to-do list, I'm dreading a lot, we've got a lot going on. So find the things that are going to make you happy and motivated to keep moving forward and get stuff done. That's going to start with something a lot. I think what we don't do enough is gratitude and saying, hey, I appreciate what I do. I've got this going for me and this going for me. Okay, like, I can do this. It's getting that go-getter mindset ready. So you have to find those passionate things that, you know, what that could be, starting off with a glass of water, right, eating a healthy meal to start your day, being thankful for some things, starting your goals, doing those extra little things. One thing I'll always recommend, and I read this, it's the title of a book. It's called Make Your Bed. And it's by Rear Admiral. He's retired out of the Navy. He did a speech at Texas University, and then he made a book out of it. And what it is you start off by making your bed. First thing you do, get up in the morning, make your bed. you just accomplished the first task of your day. Now, anything else, you know, hey, at the end of the day, I accomplished at least one thing, but you have that mindset. I just want to keep going. Okay, let's get the next thing done. I've already started my day accomplishing something that's important that needs to get done.
Right. I love that. I love that. You know, I use something similar. It's not with making my bed. It's just with simply getting out the bed on time. I used to do the whole, like, you know, I'll give myself 5 minutes for, you know, and be able to get up. And I started seeing that as, Joe, if you give yourself 5 more minutes, you're technically losing the first challenge of the day. Yeah, you know, just get out the bed. You know? So 4:30, boom, I'm out the bed. Now, I'm not wide awake, but I'm out the bed, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's move forward. So yeah, I definitely love that. I want to ask you, what are the top two things being in the military taught you about leadership? What would you say are the top two lessons about leadership you've learned since being in the military?
Oh, man. Top two? Well, top one, the number one, I would say there's a difference between a leader and a manager.
Ooh, speak on it. Speak to it. Yep, yep, yep.
So a leader has that relationship, and you're constantly developing that relationship that you have with somebody else. And it's not just saying, hey, go do this, go do that. Right. It's simply, hey, okay, you might not know how to do this. I'm going to have this empathy with you, and we're going to go learn this together. Right. There's going to be situations that come up. I may not have any understanding of how this would work out.
Right.
But hey, I'm going to have empathy, and you're going to teach me and I'm going to teach you at the same time.
Right.
We're going to work this together. The manager is saying, hey, this is the mission. This is what we're going to go do. And this is how it's going to get done. I don't really care how it gets done, but this is what you're going to go do. Go do it right now.
Definitely.
And then I'd say the number two is the importance of praise in public, apprehend in private. So in a work environment, you want to make sure that everybody sees, hey, this person did a great job. Like, hey, congratulations. Hey, this person did 5 years at the business, 10 years at the business. This person did this, did a great job and achieved this compared. And then in private, we're going to be like, hey, we should have done this better. Like hey, you were late to work. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm not going to say it in front of everybody, hey, you were late to work.
Yeah.
Why were you late to work? We can have that conversation in private so people view you as a valuable team member compared to, hey, you're our loose end, you're our weak end, you need to get out of here.
You know, I definitely love that. And I have a question for you with that. So firstly, say that again, praise in public. And what was the second part?
Apprehend in private.
Apprehend in private. Okay. Now, when we say private, you know, especially if we're using the context of a business here, can private be, you know, the manager or CEO, whoever, and the individual, and maybe one or two other executives or one or two other leaders or managers, or should it literally be one-on-one private?
One-on-one. Because if you have, let's say you have 5 people in the room, that person is not going to get that same message. Unless it is like a consistent thing, dealing with disciplinary actions, there are different ways on how to do it, and people react differently to it. Sometimes, hey, say in front of everybody that works for them. Other times, hey, getting that emotional support and saying, hey, what you did wasn't right. We need to fix this. A one-on-one session goes a lot longer, and it can actually help correct whatever the deficiency or whatever that issue is.
Definitely. Got it. And then to the first point you had made, there's a difference between a manager and a leader. Definitely agree. But for my audience, I want to ask this question. Is it possible that a manager can be a leader?
They can get to that point, but they got to work at it.
Right.
Because the difference between... That main difference is that relationship side of things. So they can start off being a great manager. Hey, yeah, that's a good foundation, but you have to continue. You can't have that mindset of, hey, I am a leader when you're actually not, because that puts you at that pitfall of you're not going to continue growing. And unfortunately, I've seen that so many times.
Me too. And you know, John Maxwell, he said it best. You can never, although you can affirm that you're a leader, the only people that can determine you are one are those you're leading. Like, you know, so you can't look at other people and say, I'm a leader, thinking you're leading them. Like, they determine if you're actually leading them. Mm-hmm. So I definitely agree with that. What are your practices for personal development? And has being in the military influenced your personal development, how you go about growth?
So when it comes to personal development, I'd say it's about reading, and it's about finding those extra educational courses, whether that's free or paid for. Mm-hmm. In the military, a lot of that's free. But I preach it every day. Hey, there's so many opportunities out there. You just got to jump. You find it, do your research, jump on it. There are so many. You can do college for free, and people don't realize that. You can you just learn all the classes.
Right.
And you get all this free information if you just look for it.
Right. Those who seek shall find.
Absolutely. So there's that. There's just continuing the education journey that I've been on. And then I also try to find webinars, seminars, and all these other courses, like even if it's just YouTube videos of how to,
right.
Just focusing on what it is and who it is that I want to be,
right.
And doing the research and putting in that time and effort.
Mm, definitely. Definitely. I love it. I love it. So my last question for you today, I love to end with this question. If you had 2 minutes to give advice to the entire world, like you feel like the whole world needs to hear something, what would you say?
I would say, write it down. Your memory is not as good as you think it is. And if you actually begin to, you know, write down, hey, I forgot to go do this, or hey, I need to go get milk from the grocery store. The amount of power that's going to give you of actually running your own life and being in charge of your own life, that power is unimaginable once you actually get control of your life. By simply writing things down, you might have an important message to say, or really anything. And you just, by writing it down, you can have a great business idea in your head, but if you never write it down, you will never ever actually follow through with it.
Right.
Just write it down.
Facts. I definitely agree. Matt, thank you for joining me today. Can you please share with my viewers where they can connect with you?
So I've got mostly a handle on every social media, but I primarily use my Facebook, and which is I have my own group page on Facebook, Melvin Motivate, Elevate, and Inspire, and then I have my own blog, which is melvin2018.blog.
Perfect. And I will be including both in the show notes as well. Matt, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. It was a great opportunity. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And to my viewers, I hope you take what you learned today in this episode and implement something in your daily path to make your future better. Until next time, have a blessed day. I want to be meek, got more than my kid I could teach. I want you to hear when I speak. I want to free people imprisoned by stigmas and popular common beliefs. Don't want you to think, I want you to feel. Look down inside you and tell me what's real. If you're unsure, then you're uncured. We only get one life, man. It's a big deal. Do you love what you do? Hey, I wanted to jump on here really fast and say thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something from the message that you can use in your life. If you are a mission-driven individual who wants to share your message and change lives, then I'd love to show you how building a podcast can help you do that. Please visit joewintersjr.com to book a free discovery call with me so I can help you out. If you are an organization looking to bring me in to speak with your team or at your next event, you can book me by visiting my website, joewintersjr.com, and scheduling a free discovery call so we can talk about your expectations and what you want from me. I'd really love to serve you. Have a blessed day.